Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into How Successful People Think by John C. Maxwell. This enlightening book serves as a guide to refined thinking processes that pave the path to personal and professional success. Maxwell, an acclaimed leadership expert and a New York Times best-selling author with over 24 million books sold worldwide, draws on a wealth of historical examples and real-world insights to illustrate how changing our thinking can fundamentally alter our outcomes. In How Successful People Think, Maxwell suggests that success isn't merely about maintaining a positive attitude, but involves a realistic and empathetic approach to problem-solving and decision-making. This book is crammed with practical advice that is especially beneficial for leaders, business professionals, and anyone seeking to gain a fresh perspective on achieving success while steering clear of common cognitive traps. Whether you are immersed in the realm of organizational psychology or simply striving for personal improvement, this book offers a compelling exploration of strategic thinking that can transform challenges into opportunities for growth. Join us as we summarize the key concepts from Maxwell's extensive experience and his dynamic approach to fostering leadership and achieving success. How Successful People Think. Change your thinking, change your life. Introduction. Unleashing the power of creative thinking. How to foster innovation and success. Have you ever marveled at the trailblazers who defy conventional wisdom to chart new territories? Think of the innovators like Copernicus, daring to claim that the Earth is not the center of the universe, a stance that, at the time, seemed nothing short of madness. Yet, it's these audacious ideas that propel society forward, challenging us to expand the horizons of our understanding and capabilities. The path of innovation, however, isn't just for the historical giants of science and exploration. John C. Maxwell's insights reveal that the ability to think differently and creatively is within reach for all of us. Contrary to what many may assume, creative thinking isn't an innate talent reserved for the likes of geniuses like Einstein or artistic powerhouses like McCartney and Lennon. Rather, it's a skill that can be cultivated with the right strategies and a commitment to seeing the world from new perspectives. One key aspect Maxwell highlights is the importance of nurturing empathy as a cornerstone of successful thinking. By stepping into someone else's shoes, whether a client, a colleague, or a competitor, you can gain insights that are obscured by standard approaches. This empathetic lens not only fosters stronger relationships, but can also spark innovative solutions to complex problems. Furthermore, Maxwell points to inspiring stories like that of Alfred Nobel, who had the unique experience of reading his obituary prematurely. This startling moment led him to reflect deeply on his legacy, ultimately restructuring his life's work to contribute to international peace, his enduring legacy epitomized by the Nobel Peace Prize. It illustrates the profound impact that reflective and future-focused thinking can have, guiding us to consider the wider repercussions of our actions. Lastly, the legendary collaboration between Paul McCartney and John Lennon serves as a powerful testament to the creative heights we can reach through partnership. Their ability to blend differing styles and ideas into harmonious music underscores another of Maxwell's principles: the transformative potential of collaborative thinking. By combining diverse viewpoints, we often arrive at results that are not just different, but markedly better. In essence, Maxwell doesn't just extol the virtues of creative and innovative thinking. He provides a practical blueprint for nurturing these abilities. By embracing empathy, reflection, and collaboration, you too can harness the kind of thinking that leads to genuine success and innovation, the kind that changes the world, one brilliant idea at a time. Part 1. Embrace the bigger picture. How to cultivate expansive thinking and empathy. It's often said that success in any field isn't just about what you know, but also about how you see the world. Jack Welch, the renowned former CEO of General Electric, embodied this philosophy by emphasizing to his employees that nurturing ongoing client relationships was far more valuable than any single sale. This approach highlights a key trait of successful individuals: big picture thinking. But what exactly does it mean to be a big picture thinker, and how can you develop this perspective? The journey begins with a commitment to constant learning. Big picture thinkers are perennial students of life. They travel to new places, meet diverse people, and constantly acquire new skills. To truly tap into this mode of thinking, one needs to adopt practical strategies that encourage an openness to learning. For example, starting each day by examining your schedule to identify potential learning opportunities can set the tone for a fruitful day. It's about priming your mind to stay alert and absorbent to the knowledge that each day's experiences might offer. Consider a personal anecdote offered by the author, who once dined with NFL coach Dave Wannstedt. By entering the dinner with the intention to learn, he managed to delve deep into insights about teamwork, transforming a casual meal into a valuable learning experience. This is a practical approach you can replicate, reviewing your daily plans each morning and consciously preparing to engage fully with the learning opportunities that arise. But why is seeing the bigger picture so crucial? It extends beyond personal growth to encompass empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. By consistently looking beyond the minutiae of your daily tasks and focusing on wider implications and diverse perspectives, you foster a deeper connection with the world around you. This empathetic outlook is invaluable across all relationships, be it with clients, family, or friends. It allows you to perceive and appreciate others' viewpoints and needs, making you not only a better leader, colleague, or partner, but also a more compassionate human being. Ultimately, big picture thinking isn't just about enhancing personal knowledge or success. It's about learning to transcend your immediate concerns to consider larger societal or relational implications. By nurturing this mindset, you equip yourself to make decisions that reflect both wisdom and a deep-seated understanding of the human experience. Part 2: Navigating Reality. The art of setting tangible goals and thinking practically. Reality often presents a stark contrast between what we wish for and the actual state of things. This gap represents not just a challenge, but an opportunity for those willing to engage with the world as it truly is, setting aside daydreams for realistic, actionable plans. To thrive in any endeavor, embracing realistic thinking is essential. It demands a clear-eyed assessment of the situation and setting well-defined targets that are attainable within the given circumstances. Imagine a businessman filled with optimism but lacking a strategic plan. His positivity, while infectious, is unlikely to sustain his company without a solid blueprint for the future. Realistic thinking is not just about dampening high spirits with gloomy pragmatism. It's about channeling optimism into structured, purpose-driven actions. This approach doesn't just increase the likelihood of success, it also cultivates strong leadership qualities. Leaders who recognize and confront reality help create clear, shared goals that others can rally behind. Moreover, realistic thinking has a way of simplifying complex situations. By stripping away the irrelevant and focusing on the necessary, you enhance your efficiency and effectiveness. But what if you're naturally more of an optimist? The first step towards realistic thinking is doing your homework thoroughly. For instance, if you're contemplating your company's next big move, consider the worst-case scenarios. What if the market collapses, a major customer defaults, or an expected revenue stream suddenly stops? Investigating these possibilities isn't about pessimism. It's about preparation. Researching extensively and understanding the facts are crucial. When gathering data, it's vital to cleanse your mind of biases and preconceived notions. Approach each situation fresh, gathering direct information rather than relying on second-hand opinions. Remember, you don't always need to forge new paths. Often, the wisest decisions come from studying others who have faced similar challenges. As the author insightfully notes, some of the best thinking might already be done by others. By refining your ability to think realistically, you equip yourself to set achievable goals and develop robust strategies that turn those goals into reality. This grounded approach doesn't curb ambition. Rather, it channels it into remarkably effective pathways. Part 3. Unlocking Creativity. How to expand your options and appeal in any field. In any profession, creativity isn't just a nice to have, it's essential, a kind of professional currency that can set you apart from the rest. Albert Einstein put it best when he said, "Imagination is more important than knowledge." This suggests that your ability to think creatively and generate innovative ideas is often more valuable than your specific role or job title. While Einstein might have been a natural at creative thinking, not everyone finds it so intuitive. Fortunately, there are strategies anyone can employ to spark their creative faculties. One crucial aspect of creative thinking is the expansion of options. It's not just about coming up with unique ideas, it's about considering a broader range of possibilities. Think of the creative process as casting a wide net when fishing. The wider the net, the more fish you're likely to catch. By allowing yourself to think broadly, you invite a flurry of ideas, increasing the probability of hitting upon something truly innovative. This approach also helps in crafting a backup plan, ensuring that if your preferred solution fails, you have other options at your disposal. But there's more to creative thinking than just enhancing personal success. It also makes you more attractive to others. Creativity is essentially your intelligence at play, combining smartness with the appeal of excitement and innovation. This combination is magnetic, drawing others to your ideas and your persona. Consider Leonardo da Vinci, the quintessential Renaissance man. His varied pursuits in painting, architecture, music, and engineering exemplify how a creatively engaged mind operates. Da Vinci's legacy shows that creativity isn't confined to one niche, but can illuminate numerous fields, making his work universally admired and his persona incredibly attractive. You don't need to be a polymath like Da Vinci to benefit from creative thinking. By simply allowing yourself the freedom to explore and expand the possibilities within your own field, you can enhance your professional appeal and open up new avenues for success. Engage your intelligence in fun, inventive ways, and watch as the world is drawn irresistibly to your ideas. Part 4. Beyond Yourself: The Transformative Power of Unselfish Thinking. When it comes to redefining success, adopting a mindset of unselfish thinking can shift not only your own perspectives, but potentially change your life. This approach doesn't just lead to personal success, it helps you contribute to something far greater than yourself. Engaging in unselfish thinking helps to place the well-being of others at the forefront of your mind, which can be immensely fulfilling. There's an intrinsic reward in serving others, a satisfaction that extends beyond conventional successes. For example, dedicating a day to helping others without seeking personal gain can lead to a profound sense of accomplishment and peace, resulting in something as simple yet profound as a sound night's sleep. Consider the enlightening story of Alfred Nobel. One day, Nobel unexpectedly read his premature obituary in the newspaper, which mistakenly published it believing him to be deceased. The obituary criticized him for inventing dynamite, stating that he was responsible for many deaths. This jarring moment made Nobel reflect deeply on his legacy and how he would be remembered. Motivated by the desire to leave a positive mark on the world, he ultimately founded the Nobel Prizes in 1895. This set of awards honors significant contributions across various fields, emphasizing the positive impact one can make through their life's work. Nobel's shift towards unselfish thinking led to a legacy revered across the globe. Another inspiring example comes from the pharmaceutical giant Merck & Company in the mid-1980s. After developing a cure for river blindness, a debilitating disease affecting millions in the developing world, Merck faced a dilemma. The people who needed the cure the most were also the least able to afford it. In an act of profound unselfish thinking, Merck decided to distribute the drug for free, upholding the belief that human lives are more valuable than profits. This decision did not only enhance the company's reputation, but also established a powerful legacy of prioritizing humanitarian values over financial gain. These examples underline a compelling lesson. Being part of something remarkable often brings more joy and satisfaction than striving to be remarkable alone. By adopting a mindset that values collective well-being and seeks to contribute positively to the world, you not only transform your definition of success, but also become part of something much larger than yourself. Through unselfish thinking, your actions can ripple outwards, affecting change and fostering a legacy that is both meaningful and enduring. Part 5. Challenging the status quo. Why popular thinking doesn't always lead to the best outcomes. It's comforting to go with the flow and adopt the prevailing beliefs and practices of those around us. Whether it's a business leader adhering to outdated company policies or new parents following age-old advices that no longer hold relevance, popular thinking often shapes our actions more than we realize. However, history is replete with examples that illustrate the pitfalls of conforming to widely accepted ideas. Take, for instance, the long-held belief that the Earth was the center of the universe, an unquestioned truth until the astronomer Copernicus proved otherwise in the 16th century. His groundbreaking revelation that our solar system actually revolves around the sun challenged the very foundation of popular thinking at the time. Similarly, in the medical field, before Joseph Lister introduced antiseptic procedures, surgeons saw no merit in sterilizing instruments, a practice now considered fundamental in surgeries to prevent infections. These examples underline a critical point. Popular thinking isn't just often incorrect, but it can be dangerously misguided. But how does one develop the courage and acumen to see beyond the crowd? The first step is to cultivate a habit of evaluating situations independently, weighing the facts, and considering outcomes based on personal analysis rather than collective assumption. Acting on personal conviction rather than popular sentiment can lead not only to greater success, but also to unique opportunities. For example, consider the period following the September 11th attacks, when there was a widespread fear of flying, particularly to New York City. Despite the general anxiety, the author recognized an uncommon opportunity. With heightened security, drastically reduced travel costs, and lowered demand affecting prices, he saw it as an ideal time to visit New York. Taking a chance against popular sentiment, he and his family experienced a memorable trip that would have been unaffordable under normal circumstances. This story illustrates that stepping away from popular thinking can open doors to experiences and successes that conforming to the norm might never afford. By questioning the usual, critically evaluating situations, and making informed decisions based on personal judgment rather than societal norms, you not only differentiate yourself, but also pave the way for potentially greater outcomes. Part 6. Enhance your thinking through the power of collaboration. When faced with the challenge of acquiring a new skill, it's tempting to try and figure it out on your own. However, the benefits of seeking guidance and collaborating with those who are more experienced can be game-changing. Whether it's mastering a new recipe, perfecting your golf swing, or becoming proficient in new software, partnering with knowledgeable individuals can accelerate your learning and enhance your understanding. The concept that two heads are better than one might seem old-fashioned, but when it comes to fostering innovation, collaborative thinking often surpasses the results of solitary brainstorming. While the image of the lone genius is popularized in media, real-world breakthroughs typically arise from teamwork. Albert Einstein himself acknowledged that his successes were built on the contributions of others before him. Similarly, the combined efforts of scientific duos like Pierre and Marie Curie, or creative partnerships such as Paul McCartney and John Lennon, highlight how collaboration can lead to extraordinary outcomes. The essence of collaboration is not merely working alongside others, but actively engaging and combining different perspectives to create something novel. To effectively collaborate, one must first cultivate an open and inclusive mindset. As Jeffrey J. Fox in How to Become CEO advises, always be on the lookout for valuable ideas, no matter where they come from. This requires setting aside biases and truly listening to others, whether it's a conversation with a taxi driver or a discussion with your children. Inspiration can strike from the most unexpected sources. Additionally, adopting a cooperative attitude is crucial. In a collaborative environment, the goal is to build upon and refine the ideas of others, rather than trying to outshine them. This transition from a competitive to a cooperative mindset can significantly improve the dynamics of group interactions, leading to more productive and harmonious outcomes. So next time you're in a meeting or a group setting, focus not on personal advancement, but on how you can contribute to the collective goals. By embracing the principles of collaboration, you enhance not just your own thinking processes, but also the overall effectiveness of the team. Final summary. The cornerstone of success isn't just a positive attitude, but a multidimensional approach to how we think and interact with the world. True fulfillment and achievement derive from embracing collaborative and unselfish thinking, focusing not only on personal gains, but on how we can contribute positively to those around us. This requires a shift away from the conventional, competition-driven mindset towards one that values creative collaboration. By expanding our thought processes and considering a wide array of possibilities, we avoid the pitfalls of popular thinking, which can often lead us astray. Furthermore, nurturing creativity and seeking diverse perspectives from all walks of life enriches our approach to problem-solving and innovation. As we open our minds and hearts to what we can learn from others and how we can support their endeavors, we set ourselves on a path not only to success, but also to a more compassionate and inclusive existence. Adopting this transformative way of thinking prepares us mentally and emotionally to make the most of our opportunities and achieve genuine, lasting success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.